Light by Chris Oxlade. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2012. Flight and Flying. What do birds, planes, and kites have in common? They all fly. Flight is travelling through the air. In this book, you can find out about all sorts of things that fly, from butterflies and bats to helicopters and space rockets. Birds fly to find food for themselves and their young. They also take off to escape from predators, such as foxes. This airliner is full of passengers taking off at the start of a flight.
Kite flying. A kite is a very simple flying machine. The wind lifts the kite into the air. Pulling the strings makes it move through the air. Kites come in all shapes and sizes.
Birds in flight. Birds make flying look easy as they move through the air. A bird flies with its wings. The wings lift the bird into the air and push the bird along. The wings have large feathers, called flight feathers. They are a curved shape. When a bird is flying, air goes over and under the wings. This lifts the bird. Bones. A bird's bones are very strong, but they are also very light. Muscles. A bird has strong muscles that flap its wings. Tail. A bird uses the feathers on its tail to steer and to slow down.
Did you know? The albatross has the longest wings of any bird. The distance from the tip of one wing to the tip of the other wing can be 3.4 metres. That is the same length as two adults lying head to toe.
This tiny hummingbird flaps its wings so fast that the wings make a humming noise. It is drinking nectar from a flower.
Flapping and soaring. Small birds, like starlings and robins, flap their wings fast to keep flying. Bigger birds, like eagles and gulls, do lots of gliding. They fly with their wings spread out wide. Flying like this is called soaring.
More flying animals. Bees, flies, butterflies and dragonflies are all insects that fly. Insects fly to look for food. Small flying insects, like bees and wasps, flap their tiny wings very fast. Their flapping wings make the buzzing sound you hear when they fly near you.
Flying fish. Flying fish jump out of the water to escape from predators. They spread out their fins like wings and move through the air.
Bats are animals with wings covered by skin. Most bats are nocturnal, which means they sleep in the daytime and fly at night. Bats make sounds as they fly, and they listen for the sounds to bounce back off things. This is how they catch flying insects, such as moths. Humans cannot hear the sounds that bats make. A bat's long fingers stretch the skin to form wings. Trying to fly. People have always wanted to fly. They saw birds flying and wanted to copy them. But they did not understand how birds flew. Some people made wings that looked like bird wings. They put them on their arms and jumped from tall towers. But their arms were not strong enough to flap the wings, and they fell to the ground.
The Story of Icarus. In a story from ancient Greece, a boy called Icarus flew with wings made of wax and feathers. But when he flew too close to the sun, the wax melted and Icarus fell to the ground.
The first time people flew was in a balloon in the year 1783. Two French brothers called the Montgolfiers made the balloon. A fire heated the air inside the balloon, which made the balloon go up. The Montgolfier brothers made a balloon from paper and painted it. In 1890, a French inventor called Clément Ader built a plane that looked like a box with giant bat wings. It had a steam engine and a giant propeller. Clément Ader's plane only managed a short hop of about 50 metres. The first plane. In the year 1903, a very famous flight happened. It was the first time a plane with an engine flew into the air. Two American brothers, Wilbur and Orville Wright, built the plane. They called it Flyer. The Wright brothers did lots of careful experiments with kites and gliders. They worked out how to make wings, how to make a plane climb, descend, and turn left and right. Then they built Flyer. Orville Wright sitting in one of their planes. This plane is a copy of Flyer. Elevator. This made Flyer climb or descend. Wings. Flyer was a biplane, which means it had two pairs of wings. The ends of the wings twisted to make the plane turn left and right. Skids. Flyer landed on two skids. Engine. Flyer's engine worked two propellers. Rudder. This helped Flyer turn left and right.
A famous flight. Orville Wright was the pilot when Flyer took off for the first time. His brother, Wilbur, felt nervous as he watched Flyer speed along the ground and into the air. The flight only lasted a few seconds, but Flyer worked.
Modern planes. Modern planes look very different from the planes the Wright brothers flew. Passengers, or cargo, go in the fuselage. This is a long tube made of metal. The pilot sits in the cockpit, which is in front of the fuselage. Cockpit. The pilots fly the plane from here. Landing gear. This is for rolling along the ground. Tailplane. This keeps the plane flying level. Fuselage. This is the body of the plane. Fin. This keeps the plane flying in a straight line. Engine. This pushes the plane through the air. Wings. These lift the plane into the air. They only work when the plane is traveling fast enough. If a plane flies too slowly, the wings stop lifting it.
Flying forces. This picture shows the pushes and pulls on a plane when it is flying. These pushes and pulls are called forces. The engine pushes forwards. This push is called thrust. Weight pulls the plane downwards. The air pulls backwards. This pull is called drag. The wings push upwards. This push is called lift.
Plane engines. Engines push planes along. Small planes and slow planes have propeller engines. These engines make a propeller spin very fast, like a giant fan. The propeller pushes on the air, which pushes the plane along. Most large planes and very fast planes have jet engines. These engines do not have propellers. They make a stream of gas instead. You can see the exhaust from this fighter plane's two jet engines. Inside a jet engine, spinning blades squeeze the air. Then the air mixes with fuel. The fuel burns. This makes lots of hot gas, which comes out of the engine's exhaust. The gas goes backwards and pushes the plane forwards. Turbine. The gas spins the turbine and the turbine works the fan. Exhaust. The jet of gases comes out here. Burners. The fuel burns in here. Fan. This sucks air into the engine and squeezes it.
Did you know? The General Electric GE90 is the biggest jet engine ever made. Its fan is an amazing 3.25 metres across. Engineers built this engine for an airliner called the Boeing 777. There are two of these engines on the Boeing 777.
Flying a plane. A plane's cockpit is full of handles, pedals, switches and dials. A pilot steers with a stick called the control column and two pedals. The control column and the pedals make the plane climb upwards, descend, turn left and right, and roll from side to side. A handle, called the throttle, makes the engines go faster or slower.
Steering a plane. The control column moves the ailerons on the wings and the elevators on the tailplane. The pedals make the rudder move from side to side.
Ailerons are on the wings. One tips up when the other tips down. They make the plane roll from side to side. Elevators are on the tailplane. They tip up or down together. They make the front of the plane go up or down. The rudder is on the fin. It makes the plane turn from side to side.
Planes with no pilots. Many planes have an autopilot. This is a computer that flies a plane automatically, so the pilot can rest. Spy planes like this one do not need a pilot at all. People fly them by remote control.
Takeoff and landing. Takeoff is when a plane lifts off the ground. Planes take off from a long, flat area called a runway. The pilot steers the plane to the end of the runway, ready for takeoff. Then the pilot puts the engines on full power and the plane rolls forwards. It gets faster and faster until it lifts into the air. Planes must move fast along the ground before they can take off. At the end of a flight, a plane lands on a runway too. This is the most difficult part of a flight for the pilot. The pilot slows down the plane and puts down the landing gear. As soon as the plane's wheels touch the runway, the engines go into reverse. This quickly stops the plane. This airliner is about to land.
Vertical takeoff. Some planes do not need a runway because they take off upwards instead of forwards. The exhausts of a plane's engines point downwards for a vertical takeoff. Ships called aircraft carriers use these types of planes.
Gliders. A glider is a plane that does not have engines. Gliders need help to take off. A plane with an engine tows a glider into the air on a long rope. When the glider is high up, the plane lets it go. Then the glider glides gently back to the ground. Gliders have long, thin wings that help them stay in the air for as long as they can. Some gliders do not look like planes at all. A hang glider has just one wing. The pilot hangs underneath. A paraglider looks like a kite or a parachute. The kite fills with air as it flies along. This is a paraglider. The pilot pulls the strings to steer.
Gliding in a suit. This skydiver is wearing a gliding suit. It has small wings on each side. The skydiver spreads his arms and legs to glide down through the air.
Helicopters. It is the sound of a helicopter flying close by. The sound comes from the helicopter's rotor. The rotor spins round very fast and lifts the helicopter into the air. A helicopter does not need a runway to take off or land. It goes straight up and comes straight down. Rotor blades. When the rotor spins, the blades lift the helicopter upwards. Rotor. This makes the blade spin round. Engine. This makes the rotor spin round. Tail rotor. This stops the fuselage spinning round. Fuselage. This is the space for passengers and cargo. Helicopters work where there are no runways. Passenger helicopters can land in small spaces in cities and even on the tops of buildings. Armies use transport helicopters to move soldiers and their equipment. Rescue helicopters help people who are in trouble at sea or in the mountains. This rescue helicopter is lifting a man out of the sea.
Did you know? In the 1960s, engineers made a helicopter called Mil V-12. It was the biggest helicopter in the world. It had two giant rotors side by side and could carry 40 tons of cargo.
Jobs planes do. Planes do lots of different jobs. Most planes are passenger planes. Large passenger planes carry hundreds of people for thousands of kilometers without stopping. Cargo planes carry things from place to place. Inside a cargo plane's fuselage is a huge empty space. Workers fill this space with products to sell, packages, and parcels. Workers loading a cargo plane.
Did you know? The biggest airliner in the world is the Airbus A380. It has two levels and is 73 meters long. It can carry 853 passengers.
Some planes do special jobs. There are planes that fight forest fires, planes that work as flying ambulances, planes that carry fuel for other planes, and planes that farmers use to spray their crops. This firefighting plane is dropping its load of water. A fighter plane getting fuel from a tanker plane. Spaceflight. 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff. A rocket is beginning its journey. Rockets carry astronauts and cargo into space. A rocket has an engine that pushes it upwards and into space. Fuel burns inside the engine and makes hot gases. The gases blast out of the engine and push the rocket upwards. After liftoff, the rocket goes faster and faster. After a few minutes, it is in orbit, flying round and round the Earth. Spaceship 2 is a new spacecraft. It will soon carry tourists into space. A jet plane called White Knight 2 carries it into the air. Then the pilot turns on the rocket engine and the spacecraft flies into space. After a few minutes, it glides back to Earth. This picture shows Spaceship 2 leaving White Knight 2 on its way to space.